Presented by Listen Headlines. Latest financial news from trusted sources.
Finance and Economics, January 14, 1900 America, New York. Will remote work stick after the pandemic? Speakers at the American Economics Association's annual pow-wow take a shot at the question. Finance and Economics, January 14, 1900 America, New York. The faster metabolism of finance, as seen by a veteran broker. Prices are set at the margin, and the marginal trader is a hedge fund manager. Finance and Economics, January 14, 1900 America, New York. A corruption probe is only the latest of Chinese insurers' woes. About 30% of salespeople have left the industry since 2019. Finance and Economics, January 14, 1900 America, New York. The new government hopes to cure Germans' distaste the stock market. Plans include funding a small part of the public pension scheme through stock investment. Finance and Economics, January 14, 1900 America, New York. The Kazakh crisis is only one threat hanging over the uranium market. A global crunch in nuclear fuel is no longer impossible.
BBC News Business, January 13, 1917 America, New York. As a black woman in STEM, I'm used for photo opportunities. Chemist Cynthia Chappell talks about how to get more black girls from inner cities into STEM careers.
Forex Live, January 13, 1914 America, New York, UK Media. The Times says COVID-19 passes are expected to be abandoned. Just the headline at this stage, nothing further.
BBC News Business, January 13, 1902 America, New York. Don't use refund firms to claim tax rebates, says which? The consumer group says people are paying third-party firms hundreds of pounds unnecessarily. BBC News Business, January 13, 1901 America, New York. Google will spend £730 million to reinvigorate its UK offices. The tech giant is expanding UK staff capacity by 50% and wants to reinvigorate the work environment.
Daily FX Market News, January 13, 1900 America, New York. Chinese yuan forecast. USD, CNH targets key resistance ahead of China's trade data. The Chinese yuan is on track to hold onto its gains versus the US dollar as the APAC trading week wraps up. APAC traders have China's December trade data and the Bank of Korea rate decision in focus.
Forex Live, January 13, 1856 America, New York. Goldman Sachs favors overweight US equities, says valuations alone are not reliable. GS says to favor U.S. equities this year despite historically high valuations and Fed tightening ahead. Base case is for a 6.3% total return in 2022. Using valuation as a signal to get out of equities is actually not effective.
Wall Street Journal Markets, January 13, 1852 America, New York. Tiger Woods backed Spock files for IPO. Sports and AMP, Health Tech Acquisition Corp. wants to raise $150 million and focus on fitness technologies.
Forex Live, January 13, 1849 America, New York. Japan December PPI 8.5% Y, expected 8.8%. Producer price index is inflation at a business-to-business level, in a nutshell. It is also known as the corporate goods price index, which is probably a better indication as to what it is. 8.5% Y, expected 8.8%, prior 9.0% 0.2% M, expected 0.3%, prior 0.6% in the release is also an indication of C.
Daily FX Market News, January 13, 1830 America, New York, USD, CAD extends bearish price series ahead of U.S. retail sales report. USD, CAD remains susceptible to a further decline as the exchange rate extends the series of lower highs and lows from the start of the week.
Forex Live, January 13, 1814 America, New York. Fed's Waller says three rate hikes in 2022 are a good baseline position. Moore favors a rate hike in March could also permit the balance sheet to run off faster. Could be less need to raise short-term rates. Does not support a 50 BP rate hike in March. Inflation has stayed higher for longer than any of us thought it would once inflation is back down to 2.5% rapid rate hikes. Forex Live, January 13, 1803 America, New York. Goldman Sachs trade recommendation for long CAD against AUD and JPY. At page, size, 21 cm 29.7 cm, margin, 2 cm. P, margin bottom. 0.25 centimeters. Direction, LTR. Color, number 00000. Line height, 115%. Text align. Left, orphans. 2, widows. 2, background, transparent. Thorex Live, January 13, 1736, America, New York. China stopped 182 international flights from entering in the past 2 weeks. China has suspended 182 flights from entering the country since the beginning of the year. Earlier in the week, China orders suspension of some U.S. flights.
New York Times Business, January 13, 1727, America, New York. Businesses are whipsawed again as the Supreme Court blocks OSHA's vaccine mandate. Companies must now decide whether to proceed with planned mandates without cover from the federal government. Walmart has yet to issue broad requirements for their staff.
Thorex Live, January 13, 1720, America, New York. Manchin and Sinema set to go to the White House later today to meet with Biden. Manchin and Sinema will meet with Biden to discuss other issues, voting rights. Posting in case you see some breathless headlines that maybe allude to progress on spending.
New York Times Business, January 13, 1715, America, New York. Majid Al-Futtaim, who helped build modern Dubai, dies at 87. His real estate empire, including malls, grocery stores, and luxury hotels, transformed the Persian Gulf city into a global tourism hub, the Mall of Emirates in Dubai. Majid Al-Futtaim, who opened the mall at the height of the Persian Gulf region's economic boom, brought the Western-style consumer experience to the Gulf.
Thorex Live, January 13, 1708, America, New York. Thorex Live, America's FX News Wrap. Stocks lower but yields don't lead the way today. USD lower. Fed's Harker says Fed action on inflation is required. U.S. stocks slide into the close. Fed announces their planned $40 billion QE purchases from January 14 to February 11.
BBC News Business. January 13, 1707, America, New York. U.S. Supreme Court blocks Biden's workplace vaccine mandate. The ruling marks a major blow to a central pillar of the White House's strategy for tackling COVID-19.
New York Times Business. January 13, 1707, America, New York. Mike Cochran, veteran Texas reporter, is dead at 85. His many adventures in journalism included being a pallbearer at Lee Harvey Oswald's funeral while reporting on it for the Associated Press. The Associated Press reporter Mike Cochran, second pallbearer from the left, at the funeral of the presidential assassin Lee Harvey Oswald in Fort Worth on November